Worldwide. I'm Carl Azus for CNN 10. First story we're explaining today concerns the United States, the nation of Turkey, and a group of Kurdish fighters near a Turkish border. Here's what's happening. The U.S. military had about 1,000 troops operating in northeastern Syria last month. Syria borders Turkey. But the Trump administration announced this week that American forces would be leaving the area. This is happening as Turkey plans what it calls a ground and air operation. The country says its goal is to establish peace by clearing out terrorists from the region. But here's where things get complicated. Some of the fighters that Turkey sees as terrorists may also be U.S. allies. We're talking about the Kurds. They're an ethnic group that lives in this part of the world. Some of them have been attacking Turkey's government for decades because they want their own country within Turkey. That's why Turkey and some other nations see certain Kurdish groups as terrorists. But there are Kurdish militias in neighboring Syria that have helped the U.S. defeat the Islamic State terrorist group there. These Kurdish militias are U.S. allies, and they're afraid that by moving American troops out of the region, the U.S. is turning its back on the Kurds and opening the door for Turkey to attack them. The American military says it and President Donald Trump do not endorse a Turkish military operation in northern Syria, and that the U.S. armed forces would not be involved. But Kurdish forces say a Turkish military operation would have a negative impact on the war against Islamic State and destroy stability in the region. What happens next depends largely on Turkey and what it actually does in Syria.